Hey guys, Bianca hanging out with a couple special guests here in studio. You guys are here at my job now. I'm usually at their job every morning, Fit and 42. You guys know I've been talking about all of this progress I've been doing with them. They've helped change my life, and now they are here to talk about an amazing cause, which is changing lives every day. Welcome to Ryan and Dulce. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Bianca.
Thanks for having us. Pleasure
now,
to be here.
I'm gonna be all in shape. No, I'm just kidding.
Tell us how it's done.
Yeah, so I think it's really cool because not only do you guys change people's lives, you know, with the work that you do, but you have such deep roots here in the community. You guys are always involved in so many different causes, and especially the one we're going to talk about today. Ryan, will you tell me about the organization that we are here for?
Yeah, Shelter from the Storm is it's the one and only domestic violence shelter in the whole Coachella Valley, right? So there's only one place out here helping women and children in need from violence and abuse, right? And I have a background in with the shelter because I lived there when I was 12 to 15 years old. So I spent 3 years of my life living at the shelter, and I could see firsthand what the Shelter from the Storm can do for people, how it's contributed to my life, and it's impacts thousands of people's lives. So I do everything in my power to aid them because that place gave me stability. It gave me security. It gave me mentorship, counseling, from my own experience in my youth. And without the shelter, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be able to change people's lives in the way I change people's lives and make an impact in the world, because that place was the turning point in my life. And without them, I would have went down a horrendous path of, you know, destruction and, you know, leading down the path I was shown. And that place gave me the opportunity to change my life, you know, and that was the first time where I actually had a chance. I could settle down, I could improve myself, I could grow as a kid, and I took full advantage of it. And that was the starting point to my life. And I've been able to become successful, to do well for myself, and to help lots of people. But it all started from the shelter giving me a chance, giving me an opportunity, giving me safety, giving me security, and ultimately giving me hope and happiness and the resources necessary to turn around, to break the mold, and to become something different. And without them, I wouldn't be who I am. And they do that for so many people. So at this point, I do whatever I can to contribute to them, because that's my family. That's where I come from. So I am like a spokesperson or ambassador, whatever you want to call it. But someone who does everything in their power to aid the shelter, because without them, I don't stand, and everything I have today wouldn't be what it is. And it all is because of them.
That's amazing. I've heard a lot about them. You know, they've been around obviously for many years, but you're the first person I've met like with that story that, you know, you actually see how you turn your life around, like you said, and everything they did for you. So I know that today is kind of about you. Now you're giving back and helping them, because like so many people right now, the pandemic and just tough times, everything is really expensive. It's just, it seems like it's been really hard over the past few years for us all to get back on track, and especially them over there, correct? Is that, that's what's going on right now?
Absolutely. So, you know, the pandemic hit, and it basically stopped a lot of the operations that they were having. So, you know, they weren't taking donations for food, for clothing, for all these resources that are usually going towards women and children in need. And that was that wasn't existent anymore. So now things are kind of, I guess, normalizing, and things are getting, the operations getting back and going. So they're starting to do fundraisers, starting to take contributions and things of that nature again. So we're back to what we do, you know, and we're trying to raise our, you know, we've always raised food for the shelter. We've always raised funds for the shelter. We always adopt children from the shelter. I do everything that I can for the shelter, because that's where my heart is. And now Dulce has put together an event and organized an event and a charity type run that she's going to be doing. So maybe she could talk about that. Or
yeah, it's like, that's where Dulce comes in. She put in the real work.
Yeah, this is the real work.
Yeah, so like Ryan said, obviously, you know, the pandemic impacted a lot of organizations, and I spoke to the director Angelina with this last event that Ryan did about a month ago, and I didn't realize how hard they were hit. You know, like Ryan said, they weren't really accepting many donations, and even just with their employees, they only have 6 people right now in their organization. Wow. And so, you know, they're in need, and we're going to do whatever we can. So with that, like Grant said, we put together a charity run. And so what it is, it's a 4-4-48. So we're running 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. So that is equivalent to 2 full marathons in a weekend. So we're starting Friday and then hopefully finishing on Sunday afternoon. So yeah, we're just, our mission is $5,000 to, you know, give that to the Shelter from the Storm for resources. Like Ryan said, they have made a huge difference in his life because of the resources that they're able to offer, the, you know, the mentorship, the therapy, the housing, just everything that goes with this organization. So it is extremely important to us for them to continue doing that for children and for mothers that need it. And so yeah, we're running April 15th is the date.
Oh,
April 15th.
Gosh.
And I'm running it along with Nicole and Nicola, which are both coaches with Fit and 42. And yeah, we're on a mission. We're training hard, and we're gonna do it. We're gonna raise $5,000 for the shelter.
Oh, that's amazing. So is that GoFundMe page, is it created to go live when that run starts, or is that something people can already donate to?
Already donate. We're close to $1,000 already.
Awesome.
So I put it about a week ago. So yes, it is. It's active right now.
That's so awesome. I would be like, after 4 hours, I'd still be working on that. Smiles. I'm like, oh, man, tap me out, coach.
Yeah. It's quite a journey, but we're going to do it.
I love this. And then if they want to just learn more about Shelter from the Storm and maybe about how to donate in general or to give back, because there's always need for it, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
How do they do that? Is there like a website that they have?
Yes. Shelter from the Storm does have a website, and they can even reach out to us. To Fit in 42 Palm Springs, because we're there almost every month giving donations, whether it's clothes or, you know, whatever they need, toilet paper towels. So anybody can drop off at our location, and we're more than happy to drop it off there too, any donations. But yes, Shelter from the Storm does have a direct website.
Awesome. And then you guys can find all this info on our website as well, u927.com. So I'll put the GoFundMe links and everything you need to know about that here. And then all your social media info so we can follow you on this journey.
Yes, yes.
And watch the whole process.
It'll be very entertaining.
So what's the mile looking like right now for you time-wise?
Each mile. Oh, man. It's about 8 to 9 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I am not a runner, so this is a I've been training every day. I mean, I'm running every day, so it's definitely been a challenge, but I'm ready for it. We're gonna do it.
The wild thing about it too, a little bit more about the challenges, is obviously it's a long distance, so it's almost 2 days of doing that back to back to back. So it's a grueling grind. And then also think about it, they're gonna have to wake up in the middle of the night. There's going to be sleep deprivation that goes with it. So you're going to be tired. You're going to be wore out. You have to eat properly to refuel. You're going to have aches, pain. So these guys, they're going to go through it for 2 days, you know. And I think it's a big perspective shift for like a lot of them doing it, is they're going to do something really hard and challenging themselves. But the perspective is that other people are going through harder things. These mothers, these children are going through difficult times. So what they're going through in that moment is nothing compared to what others are doing. And that's going to motivate them to push them. And also they know that they're doing good for other people. So it's a perspective shift. So these guys are going to gain a lot out of it as well.
Yeah.
And the shelter will as well. So it's going to be a learning experience and growth for everybody, all that's all involved.
That's crazy. Sure. I didn't even think about the sleeping. I didn't even think about the nighttime.
Yeah.
I was so focused on the day.
Once we have it all laid out, we're going to be running at midnight, so 12 a.m., and then we have to do it again at 4 a.m. So if it takes us an hour, we only have a couple hours to recover from it, and we do it again. So that's the biggest, because 4 miles, that doesn't seem like too much, but doing it 12 times, it's 12 legs.
Gosh.
So that's where, hopefully we can get some support too. I'll be posting, hey, I'm going to be out here running. Anybody want to join us? 4 miles.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, one person. Woo.
Right.
That's awesome though. I'm definitely going to support here on air in studio the best I can. But this is such an awesome cause, guys. I love that you're doing that. Honestly, Fit in 42, I've been so inspired over the past year working with you guys just to dig deep and really figure out meaning in life and happiness and just doing the right thing, doing the good thing. So it's just such a bigger picture than what people, you know, see. So if you guys are also looking for someone, you know, to work with when it comes to fitness and just all over mental changing, you guys are always adding stuff to the facility there in Palm Springs. You know, we have the room set up now for like massage and stretching and all types of stuff. And I just feel like there's no other place like it in the Coachella Valley. So I just want to thank you guys also for everything you do just for us as members.
Thank you, Bianca. We love having you there.
Yes. So I'll definitely link that info for the gym and then also everything for the run so you guys can follow us along. I will definitely keep you guys updated on air as well, let you know how Dulce is doing out there and how much money we're raising as well for the cause. So definitely check in during that week and then also check us out online, u927.com. And thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, Bianca.
Thanks for having us.